jealous.
Yeah.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at a half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
JJHI Radio.
And
Unwashed.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9168. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's JJHI Radio. A little rough landing there on the intro, but we do appreciate George Lowe, of course, on the program with lowcountry.com. Stop on by, maybe purchase a custom voice message from Joe. Joe? Not Joe. George! Tonight we'll be talking about a number of issues. I think at least we're going to get to this one. We'll be taking your calls at 210-888-9198 tonight. We're talking about your partner, how bad they smell, and when it's time to advise them it's time to bathe. Talking about bathing habits in general in the program, asking several questions on that. I'd like to hear your questions and answers. 210-888-9198. We'll open up the phones around about 9:30. If you are listening live, thank you at jgheadinterest.com. Just scroll down and click play on the player there in the middle. Looking forward to it this evening. Stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Real news headlines, everyone. I'm JJ Head, bringing you the news worth comprehending. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. The new FBI incursion is raising eyebrows in the sleepy community of Mar-a-Lago, where President Trump and others have been targeted for search and seizure. Numerous women and some men have complained that various undergarments have gone missing or were seen draped on the rearview mirror of FBI vehicles. Attorney General Merrick Garland is not saying much about the activity beyond that it's nothing more than a standard FBI panty raid. To Eugene, Oregon, where the first ever in vitro sex change operation has been determined a success. Former male embryo Jimmy Garcia will now be known as Jennifer Garcia and begin cooking meals for the cis males in her family. More to come on this story. And finally to Texas-Mexico border, where Taco Bell has spearheaded a new promotion to bring back its slogan, Run for the Border. Taco Bell employees have been seen providing complimentary hot sauce packets to season further complimentary Customs and Border Patrol meals. Imagine that. I'm JJ Head, and these are real news headlines. Stay tuned this evening. We have your calls coming up soon at 210-888-9198. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, this is Pam from HR. I was just calling because we had a little complaint from one of your employees. Maybe you know Tom that does the cuts for you. Let's just open up a conversation, and, you know, the worst that really will come out of this is we may have to do some re-education on your part. So please feel free to give me a call back at any time. Again, this is Pam in HR. Thank you.
Pam, I appreciate the call. I really do. I just got that voicemail. Yeah, we've been struggling, certainly, with Tom's work product over the past few months. And I got to tell you, you know, when we're working in a live situation, there has to be a different kind of attention to detail. And unfortunately, I just don't know that Tom's a fit. So let's go ahead and, just big old whale tail here and have a discussion. Maybe with a whiteboard and kind of draw this one out. That way you all have an understanding about kind of where you're headed next. Pam, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, we are aware of Tom's performance issues. I'm sorry, the problem seems to be that you used a certain expletive to, I guess, to get Tom's attention. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to put you through some sensitivity training, and I think that'll really help you and the company as well. So, just go ahead and give me a call back and let me know when a good time to schedule that training would be. Thank you.
Pam, thanks again for the call. I appreciate the offer to set up the training. The sensitivity training needs to really be taken by HR in this case, because they're being a little insensitive in terms of what my goals and needs are. The focus needs to be, hey, where is the performance lacking and who gets results? And I mean, as of now, you've not signed me up for the training, right? So no results there. So I think that let's do a personal improvement plan for you, Pam, and then let's get you into that training and, you know, kind of see what happens from there. And if, you know, if it's just not a right fit, then we'll send you on your way. Thanks a lot, Pam.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, this is Pam again. Just calling because I sent you a meeting invite for the sensitivity training last week, actually. Just go ahead and confirm that invite, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 3. Take care. Pam in HR again. Just giving you a little ping. Hadn't heard from you. Still saw that the meeting invite for next Thursday for the training hadn't been confirmed by you yet. So, yeah, just go ahead and get that confirmed, and thank you.
Pam, thanks again for the call. The invite I've went on ahead and confirmed was actually the director of HR as well as the CEO to further discuss your future with the company. So I do suggest that you go ahead and take that training that you had invited me to. then I'll have that discussion further with your leadership as it pertains to your next step there. So thanks again, Pam. Have a good one.
We won't have to continue the discussion any further, so thank you.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie.
I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie.
You wanna buy the Big Papa, as I call it? You gotta be at least 6'3", 220 lean.
Like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, alright?
Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout.
That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
DLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nah, sellers.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We gotcha. What, Mick? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Glad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Kuru waifu. Ah, man, come down.
Boy, 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 boy.
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Bangor Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the
And we're back on JJHI Radio. So let's get into it tonight. Tonight's program is about the unwashed. The unwashed, pejorative term used by some cultures against other cultures. Have you used it against your loved one? Or perhaps others you don't want to be seen around or with? You may have. Just to go to the JJHI radio inbox here, you can reach us at admin@jjheadinterest.com if you want to send us in some questions also. I've got Sandy from Traverse City, Michigan, asking the question, JJ, sometimes when I run a finger, when I run a finger in that little gap between my ear and my head, it's greasy. When I smell it, it smells like rotting flesh. Is it time to bathe? It's an excellent question, Sandy. I think my answer there would be yes, it's time to bathe. and maybe you should put that hair up, run a little bit of hydrogen peroxide back there to kill what's living, and then wash with regular soap and warm water. Appreciate the question there. Moving on to Gerald. Gerald in Cincinnati, Ohio. Gerald writes, "My toenails are falling off, but I take regular baths. I avoid showers because the floor is typically not clean. My toenails are falling off, and they don't seem to be growing back. What can I do differently?" Gerald, what a question. Couple of options here. I like duct tape. And what I've seen people do is they'll cut a small little piece of duct tape. They could use the old toenail as the template, if you will. You cut the duct tape. You place it over the spot where the toenail once was. You find a conventional Bic lighter. Just flick the Bic. Take the flame. Melt that in a little bit. It'll start to go smooth. And then you could head down to your local pedicurist. I find the ones who are from Vietnam do a fine job, whether they're insulting me or not in a foreign language. And what they'll do is they can take the paintwork from there and dress it up nice. That's one option. The other option would be to just leave it as is. You know, just leave that gaping open wound as it is and move on down the road. But what I suggest you do, and this is a little unconventional, you find your standard Mexican Coke bottle. You smash the bottle, and you take a small piece of that and lodge it very roughly, coarsely, into the socket space of where the toenail was. Then go back to the pedicurist and say, "Hey, paint this right now." So just a few options. We went through duct tape, do nothing, Coke bottle. Gerald, good luck. Moving down here, scrolling down, I've got, let's see.
"Hey, Tom? Yeah. Could you wake up over there and then send over that one that we were looking at in pre-production? Hey, thank you. No, thank you, Tom. HR thanks you."
Tom sending me over an email here from Amy. Amy in Norfolk. I always pronounce this the wrong way. Norfolk? Norfolk, Virginia. Right? Norfolk. They give no fucks. Norfolk, Virginia. Amy. Amy's writing, "My husband identifies now as a female, and he believes, as a result, he should douche more often. What are your thoughts?" Amy, that's a great question. It really is. I've never seen a male attempt to douche. I'm not quite sure the implements involved. My guess would be, you know, the old college beer funnel. You fill that up with the right kind of substance. I would imagine some saline and vodka. And then, hey, go to town, right? Wherever he's got to put it to feel better. I don't know if he's a tucker or if he's had it removed altogether and just needs to keep the wound clean. But yeah, I think if you're going to identify differently, an extra hygiene step is welcome, is it not? Why don't you call in and let us know, Amy? Speaking of calls, we'll be opening up the phone lines here shortly. 210 888-998-9198 is the number to call. Be disgusting and it will be disgusting, I'm sure, but we will be discussing hygiene, the unwashed, and when it's time to tell your partner it's time for bath. 210-888-9198. Tom!
I don't know. You want to open the phones? You can do it. I mean, we're a little early, about 10 minutes, but we can do it. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, we're opening the lines now, folks. And I'll go ahead and read some messages as they roll in here from me. We do appreciate you all participating here via the JJHI radio inbox. Again, the discussion this evening, the unwashed. When is it the right time? When is it the right time to tell them, hey, you, bath time now? Cedric from Prescott, Arizona. Cedric, I've got a lot of sand in between my legs. What do I do about that? Cedric, get out a, go ahead and get out the air dryer you'd use for your hair and just blow it down there. How about that? All right, Cedric. Great. Looks like we've got a caller here on the program at 210-888-9198. The lines are open. The calls can roll in. Welcome to the show, whoever you are.
Hi, whoever I am is, I'm a man. I'm named David Blainer.
David Blainer. Okay, great.
Yes, and I'm the leader of a national organization. We call ourselves MGTOB, men going their own bathe.
Great. Okay. Very good. What do you have for us?
Well, I just noticed that you were talking about bathing, and I thought that my group might have some similar threads to discuss.
Okay.
We're a group of men, young men, typically, though, you know, mostly aged 20s to 40s.
Okay.
And we're fairly dedicated to bathing to the beat of our own drum, so to speak.
So you have a drum in the bath, sir? Y'all use musical instruments, or?
Well, some of us are musicians, yes, but that's a bit besides the point.
Okay.
The point is that a lot of us have in our early later years come to the conclusion that we no longer want to be constrained to the expectations of society, women especially, in controlling our bathing habits. And so we're a group that's dedicated to bathing as we please. And I have to say, it's a very freeing experience. And I would encourage anyone to look into our organization that might be interested in a journey of self-discovery.
Okay.
Particularly related to hygiene.
That's excellent. Mr. Blainer, is there a certain method of hygiene that your organization fixates on or recommends for those of my listeners who are just getting into the bath?
Well, actually, it'd be quite the contrary. We recommend that you stay away from the bath as much as possible. We believe that bathing strips you of some of your male prowess. And I don't think that that's fair for us to have to be robbed of just because
I think that's fair.
Tells us.
I apologize. Let me rephrase the question. If those of my listeners are considering getting into the bath, and you're recommending to not do so, what is the alternative to bathing conventionally? That's a better question, I think.
Well, if you must, You could consider other alternatives, such as going for a long bike ride and working up a good sweat. It's a similar process to bathing. You're essentially cleansing yourself of any toxins naturally, mm-hmm. without the use of external soaps that can damage your skin cells. And okay. your natural oils, which actually have been known to give you male powers.
Powers? What's an example of a male power?
Well, me, myself, to give an example, I've spent the last 20 years working on my law profession. And prior to this, I'd, you know, been a semi-successful lawyer, I'd say. I'd been associate at several reputable firms, but never was able to make it to partner. But I noticed that once I stopped bathing, the room was basically clear for my taking. It was as if people would scatter at my very presence. And I got to tell you, it was a very powerful feeling. It was almost as if my enemies or competition would just willingly move out of the way. And so that partner was, spot was just free for the taking. And here I am.
I see. Well, this has been fascinating. Mr. Blainer, was it? Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
You're so more Blaine than Blaine, right? Blainer, I follow. Well, wonderful, sir. We appreciate you giving us a ring here at JJHI Radio and proposing that bathing is not the way. And in fact, bathing, it appears, may steal away your essence as a male. I find that fascinating. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
210-888-9198 is the number to call to be here on the program with us. Very interesting call from Mr. Blainer suggesting that men should not bathe, in fact. I don't know if I agree with it, and I don't know if many men's partners would also agree with it. We're kind of interested in exploring that deeper when you think that it's time to tell your partner when to bathe. Could be a male, could be a female, could be a nothing, could be your dog you need to bathe. How do you determine when it's time? That's the question. We want to hear your answers at JJHI Radio 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. I can say, personally, I've been trying to take fewer showers and baths. Although I think the morning bath before work is pretty important. I think it's a good time to sort of warm up, if you will. Think about what's on the schedule, who you're going to take advantage of, how you're going to be successful, how you're going to project that success. You may not wash yourself, you know, thoroughly, but that warm water on the face is important, I think. It's a good place to start. I'd like to hear your point of view on this. 210-888-9198 is the number to call here this evening, and we've got another caller here on the program. Welcome to JJHI Radio, caller.
Well, hi, JJ. This is Brent Kilbach.
Hi.
I'm representing the Blind Folks of America.
Great.
And so something that doesn't get talked about very often is the bacterial profile that we develop just merely by existing. And when you're blind, this is very critical compass, if you will, to figure out whether somebody's trustworthy, knowing where someone has been. The sense of smell is acutely heightened when you're blind. And
sure.
This is something that people just wash off carelessly. I don't think that people particularly care about the blind. Mm-hmm. I think that most people know that this is something that we do. We smell the people that we interact with, and we acquire very useful information.
Gotcha. So what would steer you away from a person in this case if you were to detect something? Run me through that.
Sure. Well, for example, if your loved one is seeing prosties on the regular that has a certain scent, the brothel smells like aged beef, and this is something that you need to know if you're going to continue in a romantic relationship with someone. If they're seeing prostitutes regularly, this is something that your nose knows. But if we're bathing frequently, we don't have this compass.
So the stench of aged beef would be an alarm bell ringer for you as a person who cannot see.
That's one of many.
What are some others?
Indeed. Well, for example, if somebody is eating rotten food, that's something that shows up in the sweat glands. And we can in that case, help a friend. Like, hey, you're not preserving your food properly. Let's talk about it. Maybe you're not using the refrigerator as often as you should be. Maybe you're not using modern preservatives. I keep my food in vinegar in the freezer just to be extra safe. And I know when my food has gone bad, I can smell it through the sweat glands.
It's an important conversation to have, I think, with anyone you care about, right?
I think so.
So how are you able to navigate that? Aged beef versus a rotten meal someone may have eaten. You don't want to necessarily accuse someone of something they haven't done. So what's the... How does a person of your affliction... How do you navigate all that without stepping on toes and breaking hearts?
Sure. Typically, a conversation starts with no accusations, but something more like, so have you been to Hibachi Grill lately? And we just start with beef-related items, and we use a process of elimination. And if that person has not come in contact with actual beef, well, that's a conversation we need to have.
They might have been cruising bisonette.
Exactly.
Fascinating. And you yourself, indeed, how often are you washing or bathing, in terms of a week's time? Is it a daily routine, once every 3 days? What do you think is appropriate?
I actually I choose a feline type of approach to the whole procedure of limiting the film of bacteria that develops. I just I lick my body, and just in a couple of places, that bacteria, that the sweat glands really they're quite active under the armpits, under the back of the knees,
right?
In the groin area,
of course.
These are the spots that you need to do some culling of our bacteria. But in other areas like the forearm, the abdomen, places like this,
yeah.
I mean, those can go a lifetime of a good healthy bacteria profile, so that people who can't see can, use that to navigate life in so many ways.
Couldn't agree with you more. Well, thanks for joining us on the program. Feel free to call us back. So glad you would be listening and you'd like to provide some input to us.
Thank you, JJ. I'm happy to spread the message.
Wonderful. Have a pleasant evening. 210-888-9198, the number to call here shortly. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. JJHI Radio, I'm JJ Head.
You're listening to JJHI. WHHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Booth Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more cheese than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Booth Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Yeah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Financing. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Hello, moms of America. Are you wondering what to feed your kids for dinner? Consider Krang's chipped beef. Only the highest quality beef parts that are 100% beef. Your kids will ask for it by name. Beef, please!
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fino River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
Like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
If we got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried. Come on.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Hi. Would you like a pet but just can't afford it? Now there's another option. Call Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. Call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell them Gerald sent you.
GGGI Radio.
That's right, it's the number to call here on JJHI Radio. It is almost 9:40, so get those calls in, folks. So we got somebody here. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. Yeah, it's Pam from HR. How you doing?
Pam!
Yeah, hi. Yeah, sorry to catch you during working hours. I hope it's not a bad time for a call.
Never a bad call from HR.
Yeah, sure. So, I'll just get straight to the point. We got a report that...
Please do, Pam.
Yeah, so we actually got an anonymous report that you had not washed your hands after using the restroom the other day. Does that sound familiar?
I never use the office bathroom, so it was probably not me, Pam.
Yeah. Well, see, just that... again, and he said that he said that he witnessed you actually.
He witnessed
using the
me.
Stall. Yeah. So he said that you were in the stall and he was in the other stall, and he could tell by your shoes that you had used the restroom and then just marched out without washing your hands.
Okay, so this facility that this supposedly occurred in, was this actually a highway rest stop, or?
It was the office restroom, the one that you work at.
The office that we restroom work. That I work at. Which floor was this on?
The only floor in the office, the first floor.
Okay.
Restroom.
Good question. Is this a men's room, or?
I would assume that it was the men's room, but we are looking to
see. I've got you right there, Pam. See, this is the problem. I know this game.
Okay, go ahead.
I know this game. You're trying to pigeonhole me and claim and really slander me on my own program, which, quite frankly, I don't.
No. Nobody's pointing any fingers here.
This is
now.
Slander. Yes, it is. You're claiming I did something from some anonymous source. What do they have? Nothing. And you fail to recognize the fact that I use the women's restroom exclusively because it is cleaner than what you people in HR mandate for the men's restroom. And you're sitting here calling me as though I've done something wrong, Pam.
Well, actually, this might be a good time to go ahead and inform you that we're actually going to a gender-neutral
Good. So now the men can finally have the same standard as the women do in terms of how those bathrooms are clean. Great idea, Pam. Correct.
Yes. So we'll all be under the same standard and also under the same hygienic standard, which does if you'll check the sign on the mirror next time, it's all employees are required to wash hands before returning to work. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's installed on all the bathroom mirrors, actually.
Gotcha. And for how long do you wash your hands, Pam? Let me just ask you a question. How about that?
I believe the CDC recommends at least 2.5 minutes of full washing of the hands, both hands, in antibacterial soap.
That's not correct. That's not correct at all. It does not take 2 minutes to sing the ABC song. That would mean DWIs would take forever to process.
I guess that depends on your level of intellect.
I beg your pardon, Pam. You've called my program. You've slandered me. You've come up with a solution that is hardly original, and now you insult my intelligence, meaning you insult the intelligence of my listeners. Do I have that right, Pam?
No, JJ, no. Again, nobody's pointing any fingers or insulting anyone's intelligence. We're simply stating the policies of the company that you yourself signed off on when you signed your own contract to work at your own company.
Lacing up the walking shoes, folks. She's walking it back. Lacing those Nike Cortezes up.
They're New Balances.
What else you got, Pam? Anything else we need to address here while I have you on the line on my program, taking up my time?
Well, I do think your listeners may have heard the voice messages that I'd left you about the sensitivity training. So maybe.
Yeah, I didn't put that on. I didn't put that on. I'm pretty sure Tom put that on. So thanks, Tom. What else you got?
Well, I mean, that's really all that I have for now is the the hands washing and the sensitivity training with Tom.
You sure there's nothing else we can cover right here, Pam, while we're live on the air?
Well, I mean, is there something that you need to get off your chest? You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to listen. That's my job.
You're not sitting on my chest, thankfully, so no.
I mean, that would be a violation of our sexual code of conduct, yes.
I think it'd be a violation of good taste is what it would. Thanks a lot, Pam. Have a pleasant evening. Yeah. 210-888-9198, the number to call. If you are not an HR representative for JJHI Global, please feel free to call the program. 210-888-9198. About 15 minutes left in the program. We'll go back to the actual topic of the evening. What is hygiene? Are you a member of the unwashed? And when's it time for your partner to jump in the shower? 210-888-9198. Looks like we've got, let's see, an additional caller here on the line. Open lines here, 210-888-9198. Caller, welcome to the program. I hope you're not from HR.
No, JJ. I got a little bit of a problem. I know your program's about not showering. And
that's right.
And I don't typically shower, but...
Okay.
I've been eating Crang's chip beef, and I've developed quite a rash. And I called the 1-800 number on the back, but I just can't get a hold of nobody. And so I figured I'd call the program. It's all I could think to do. I know you guys are sponsored or something like that.
Yeah, yep, so Crang's, I've got
this rash.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I, like I said, I've been washing this rash, and just won't go away.
I understand,
JJ. I don't know what to do.
So let me just pick up a can here. Let's pick up a can, and I'll read the back label here. I think they've got a basic. Oh no, it's on the bottom of the can. Oh wow, Crang's chip beef. A little troubleshooting on the bottom of the can. It has 5 questions here, if you don't mind. First question, have you had 64 ounces of water throughout the day?
I mean, I consumed some of the water in the shower when I tried to wash. Like I said, I try to stay away from water in general.
I understand. Would you say that's approximately 64 ounces, though, sir?
I'd say it's approximately 20 times the water I typically, which is none. So, like... I don't know, JJ. I don't know. I just want this rash to go away.
Okay, just a few more questions here. You can see these the bottom of the can if you've got it. So 64 ounces of water. So maybe not quite 64 ounces, but some water, which is good. Let's see also. Are you of Caucasian, East African, or Indonesian descent? That's the question, so...
Okay, well, look, I don't like that question, but I never knew my folks, my real folks, so...
Okay, so unknown.
I don't really have an answer.
Unknown. Okay, great. So, unknown there. Okay. Are you a regular consumer of Metamucil fiber?
Oh, no, sir. I'm quite... regular.
Gotcha. So you don't supplement with any kind of fiber?
I supplement with carrots. A whole lot of carrots.
Okay. Have you had any suicidal thoughts, or have you cross-dressed recently in the last 8 months?
Oh, I think about killing myself when I'm cross-dressing every weekend.
Okay.
JJ.
All right. Do you
talk about it, but
sure. Got the last.
It really gets at me. Go ahead, JJ.
Yeah, the last question here. Do you recycle, and if so, will you recycle this can?
Oh, JJ, you should see my place. I mean, if recycling, involves leaving the cans in a pyramid-like stack in the corner, then yes, I do.
Okay, I'm sitting here calculating the answers to this score here. All right, go to krangschipbeef.com and enter results. Okay, let's go to krangschipbeef.com here. Okay, and you wash how often, sir?
So I try not to wash at all.
Try not to wash at all, but occasionally you do. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, well, according to krangschipbeef.com, it says your condition, your rash, is in no way the result of consuming Krang's Chip Beef. So we appreciate the call. Thank you. 210-888-9198. Have you consumed any of the products that this program endorses that you hear? Krang's Chip Beef being one of them. Have you had your pet financed? Let us know. 210-888-9198, the number to call here at JJHI Radio. I am JJ Head. This program is streamed live from JJHeadInterest.com, which you may very well be listening to right now. If you're too lazy to listen live, you've got options. We're also streamed on Spotify. Just search for JJHI Radio on Spotify. You also can click the link at the bottom of JJHeadInterest.com. Says, I want my damn podcast now, and listen to the entire catalog on demand. Take a look. 210-888-9198. The number to call. We'll take a few more calls for the end of the evening. Appreciate the participation. Great calls this evening. Good questions. Great people, of course. We do appreciate our listeners here at JJHI Radio. 210-888-9198. Going to the inbox here, I've got... Yeah, Tom, just put that window over there. Yep. Jerry from McAllen, Texas, way on down south there in McAllen. This one says, JJ, I've been washing with Irish Spring. I've been a spring dinger most of my life. What soap should I switch to as my... God, this is so poorly written. What soap should I switch to as my mate is done and does not care for Irish people? And I am not Irish. Okay, great. Yeah, no, all right. No, some people don't like the Irish. I mean, historically in this country, despite just being awash in Irish people, some just find them to be offensive, to be obnoxious, to be too funny. To work too hard, to have too many jobs. I mean, I've heard all of them. So if you're going to make a switch from Irish Spring to something else, my thought would be start with Dove Sensitive Skin. It's very neutral, inoffensive, and keeps you moisturized. Thank you so much. We've got another caller here on the program, JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. My name's Daryl Throckmorton.
Daryl Throckmorton.
Correct. First-time caller, long-time listener, resident of Kingwood.
Kingwood.
Lovely. Yeah, perhaps you've heard of it.
I have. It's nearby us here at the studio in Houston. So you are
fantastic. We're neighbors.
We may be. Yeah, no, that's great, Mr. Throckmorton. What brings you to the program?
Sure. Well, I just recently financed a pet through Gerald's Pet Financing.
Okay.
Very happy with the service.
Good.
60 months payment plan. great APR. Couldn't be happier. A beautiful purebred Grand Pyrenees dog.
Dog, okay.
And, sure, yes. And first-time pet owner. Not sure what the bathing protocol would be for a hairy animal. Do you have any insight as to frequency of bathing, technique, or just any tips in general that I could use in my newly financed Grand Pyrenees?
Well, I can tell you right now, consistent bathing in this case would be wise, because you don't want to be upside down on that Pyrenees. So maintaining, you know, the level of depreciation at a reasonable, well, to the point where the bank sees it as not an asset that is overly depreciated and therefore forecloses on you. I mean, there was a great Pyrenees bubble, I mean, several years ago, right, where a lot of people went out and financed them, but they just couldn't pay. And then home values, as well as pets, their values started tanking, and no one wants to be in that situation. Yeah, in places like Japan, where they don't eat the Pyrenees, they were also oversaturated in 1997 as part of the great financial crisis there. And then you've got places like China where they eat the Pyrenees, they eat bats, they eat various different kinds of animals that may be considered to be unwashed. And I think that's, in general, a bad practice. So for us in a place like Kingwood, Houston, Texas, that the greater Houston area, you don't want to eat the Pyrenees. Financing, it's okay. And washing it on regular intervals, is it a male or female?
It's a male.
Let's give it a name, too. Have you named him yet?
His name's Evan.
Evan, the great Pyrenees hairy boy.
That's
so
right.
I would give Evan a dip. I'd give him a dip probably once a week if your arms can stand it. It's a hell of a workout, but it's good. You'll want to comb that mane as often as you can, and the residual.
Dip, what's your brand? Copenhagen or Grizzly?
I'm sorry, Copenhagen.
You're talking about a dip.
No.
A dip? You said,
No. Put it. Dip them in the warm water. The warm water with some good soap there. I've found that Bronner's soap, Dr. Bronner's soap, is a great option. It lathers up fairly nicely, washes away clean. It won't harm the skin of the Pyrenees of Evan, the hairy boy there. And I think you'll be pleased with the results. A good comb afterwards is helpful. And what people don't really understand about the Pyrenees hair, highly flammable. So it's good to keep around for, you know, starting a fire by the tent when you're out there camping.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah.
It also makes for great insulation if you're looking to create a sound insulated room. You know, a sex dungeon, a place to conduct executions. An excellent option there in between the drywall and the outer, the exterior.
Well, fantastic.
Yep. Well, give Evan the hairy boy there a big old pat on the head from JJ head here at JJHI Radio. I appreciate the call, Mr. Throckmorton.
Sure will. Thanks for having me on the air, JJ, and thanks for the information.
You got it. It's JJHI Radio, still taking calls here. We're just a couple of minutes, literally 2 minutes left on the program. 210-888-9198. How about one more call, folks? 210-888-9198. Call it. Call it and talk to me, JJ Head. We're talking about the unwashed, when to get your mate to bathe. Hell, we were just talking about pet financing, for God's sake. I mean, hey, anything goes here is the last call on JJHI Radio. 210-888-9198. Again, jjheadinterest.com. You may be listening right now from that website. You scroll down, you click the play button, and you hear my voice. Or you subscribe via Spotify. You listen via Spotify. You search on Spotify, JJHI Radio. Any way you want, we appreciate it. 210-888-9198. Get it in, folks. Oh, it's turning 10 o'clock right now. Can we hold on? Tom, can we get a little bit more time in? Yep, one more. One more caller. I appreciate the support. Caller to the last of the evening here on JJHI Radio.
Hey, JJ. Sorry. Hey, JJ.
Wow.
My boyfriend doesn't bathe, and it's quite disgusting. And I don't think that this is a message that we should be putting out there, that people shouldn't bathe. I don't know.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to call into this program and try to shut this down.
Shut it down? How are you going to do that?
Well, by telling people that not bathing is disgusting.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone has worked with someone who doesn't bathe at some point. And I think we can all agree that it's distracting.
Sure. So at what point did you come to the conclusion that your partner, the person you have sex with on a regular basis, needs to bathe? What tipped you off on that? Was it just the tip or what?
The whole stench, the whole profile.
The whole profile.
Let me ask you a question, JJ.
Okay, you can ask me a question on my program. Yep.
At what point did you decide that not bathing was the answer to anything?
I'd say, you know, I never made the determination that not bathing was the answer to anything. I think hard work is a good start. I think getting up in the morning, putting your pants on, you know, one pant leg at a time. I think brushing one's teeth. Are all the start. And if you're really, I don't know, if the thing is that if you're looking to break up with somebody, then yeah, holding off on the shower and the bath, saving a little extra money on the utilities might be a good way to go. I mean, I could see that being effective. But in general, I don't find that not bathing is necessarily the answer to anything, even though some of my callers and listeners may disagree.
Yeah, it seems that way. Listening to this program makes me feel like I'm crazy. I mean, have we all gone mad? When did we all just decide that this was a good idea?
Yeah. It's a good question. Perhaps we need to reassess what we take seriously in this world. And ultimately, the direction of this program and its content perhaps should be a little bit more responsible, don't you think?
I do.
I agree.
You know, just as someone who casually came across this program on the AM dial.
The AM dial?
Yeah. Are you not aware of where your program is transmitted?
No, I was not aware we were syndicated anywhere. What frequency are you listening on?
Boston.
That's a location.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. What are the numbers there associated with the station?
7421.
7421. The Boston Bomber. Wow. You learn something every day, folks. We're way out there on the radio. That seems like a frequency that maybe only the military would utilize. But nonetheless, we're excited to be on the air in Boston. Good heavens. Whoever runs that station should probably be giving us a call, as there is a small royalty that needs to be paid. But nonetheless, JJHI Radio. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is past 10 o'clock. It's past my bedtime. I've got a flight to catch here at 5:07 in the morning. So we got to let you go. We appreciate all the participation this evening. You called us at 210-888-9198. Put it in your phone, folks. Put us on speed dial if you have it. And realize every night at 9 p.m., I say every night, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central, we're on this program, on this website, jgheadenters.com. And you can listen to us later if you're too lazy to join us live on Spotify. Find us, jgheadenters.com or JJHI Radio. We'll see you next week. I think we'll be there's some very interesting developments here over the next couple of weeks. We may be bringing you some content that I don't think anybody else has on the internet, at least. So more details to come on that. Again, we appreciate you listening, you joining us, your great questions. Send us more of them. admin@jjheadinterests.com. If you have a moment. Well, my moment's over, folks. I'm JJ Head. This is JJHI Radio. We'll see you next week.